It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A lot of art making is a solo activity, but for the global organization Urban Sketchers, it's all about what and who you're surrounded by.
Here in Wisconsin and around the world, urban sketching groups bring people together to draw and paint pictures of the world around them, regardless of their artistic skill levels.
Kathy Wilson is the former executive director of the Racine Arts Council and the founder and current leader of Racine's Urban Sketching Chapter, one of four chapters in Wisconsin. She's here to tell us about what she calls her great passion. Kathy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Give us the basics, please. What do urban sketchers do?
Well, the main thing urban sketchers do is we sketch on location. So our whole goal is to be somewhere, wherever that is in the world, find an interesting scene, people, coffee shop, boat, whatever, and we sketch right on location. So we bring all of our tools with us, we haul all our stuff out, and just start doing our work.
Where did you first encounter urban sketching?
Well, it's interesting because I've been a three-dimensional artist my whole life and never wanted to do anything two-dimensional. And so I was at the Holland Tulip Festival a couple of years ago, and I saw this woman sitting under a tree with her bicycle, and I went up to her and I said, "Are you plein air painting?" which is painting on location. Mm-hmm. She said, "No, I'm urban sketching." And I said, "What is urban sketching?" And so she showed me her book, her sketchbook. She showed me her tiny little watercolor palette. And she was completely self-contained, sketching these beautiful tulips. And I thought, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Because this was really, really exciting to see. And that was the start of it for me.
And this is an international organization that you've helped to promote here in Wisconsin. Talk a little bit, please, about the goals of Urban Sketchers as an international movement.
Well, Urban Sketchers Global has 439 chapters in the world. So anywhere you go in the world, you can travel and you can send a Facebook post and you can either join the event that they're doing around the world, or you can maybe say, "I'm coming to travel to Fort Lauderdale or Greece or wherever," and there'll be a sketcher there that will want to meet with you. When I decided to pique my interest in all of this sketching, I thought, I can go to Chicago to sketch because there's a beautiful sketch group there. I can go to Milwaukee. I can go to Madison. But I want to do it in my own hometown. And so I started Urban Sketchers Racine. So we've been an official chapter for over a year now.
What was the response when you started spreading the word in Racine about bringing this group together?
People were so excited because they want to sketch right where we live. We love to go to Chicago, but we don't want to have to go to Chicago to meet other sketchers. And sketchers love to be together. The joy for us is not only sketching something, so we're doing our artwork, but we really love adventure. We love to travel. We love to spend social time with each other. So sometimes we'll have lunch and we'll sketch together. Sometimes we'll meet at the lighthouse or the beach and we'll sketch together. But it's just a real joy to be together. That's really the main goal.
And I wanted to ask about that group element of it. Because in my head, you know, drawing, painting, sketching, whatever is a solo activity. Even if you're in a class, well, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Why is that communal part of it, that group part of it, so important to the experience?
You know, I don't really know. I just know that when you are together, you're sharing your passion, and there is absolutely no judgment in this particular art form. You can have somebody that's as experienced as a degree in art, or you can have somebody that's a brand new sketcher, and everybody is so glad you're there. They're so glad you're sharing. They're so glad you're learning. And then when you're done with your group effort, we put all of our sketchbooks down on a table or the ground, and we call it a throwdown. And so if there's 15 people, there's 15 sketchbooks on the ground. We're looking at all the work. Then we pick them up when we all hold them and we take a group shot so that you can see that we're together. And the smiles on people's faces is what's so fun to see.
I wanted to ask you about that, the quality, because I'm somebody, if I really put my mind to it and concentrate and do a drawing, I can come up with something pretty mediocre, right? And I would be a little shy, I think, about getting together with a group of people that almost certainly includes better artists than me. Encourage those people who don't think of themselves as artists, who don't think they're, you know, capable of doing something high quality, to still check this out.
Well, that's the interesting thing about it, because when I started, I was not a two-dimensional artist, and I've never wanted to draw in my whole life. Like you, Rob, I had no intention of drawing. I could do a stick figure, but I began to do it, and I began to be encouraged by the people that were there. I'm very serious when I say there is no judgment in urban sketching. Everybody there is ex so excited that you've come. It's exciting to have you there and meet you and talk with you, but it's also exciting that you're wanting to try. And I just talked to somebody this weekend in Minneapolis, and she is an artist, and she was deathly afraid to sketch. She brought all of her things with her. She was with a group of 30 people. She did not sketch. She did not put anything down. She was standing right in front of me when we were looking at all of the sketches, and she was so interested in learning it. And I said, don't be afraid. Just come. Just do it. Just put your thing down the first time. And if you come and you don't want to put it down in the throwdown, don't. I mean, that's the thing. There's zero judgment in urban sketching. There's just excitement and encouragement.
Can you talk a little bit about the people who show up at urban sketching events in Racine? Anybody could try drawing from any walk of life, I imagined. You get a pretty big variety of people showing up.
We do. We have people that are young. We have people that are retired. Lots of retired people sketch because a lot of sketch events are during the week. Usually the big chapters will have one sketch event a month, and that usually will attract, in our area, we attract maybe 15 people. In the big cities, they'll attract 80 people or 35 people or and it's all walks of life. I mean, I've got four sketching friends that are architects, and they are so encouraging to everybody, and we can all learn from them. Then I have friends that are sketchers that are, oh geez, all walks of life. They don't have anything to do with art. It's just their passion. So they come and they share.
We are talking about urban sketching with Kathy Wilson, leader of Racine's Urban Sketching Group. I understand there are four official urban sketching groups in Wisconsin, and given the numbers you mentioned, that's pretty impressive. Are you in contact? Do you people in different Wisconsin communities kind of trade back and forth at your events?
Always. That's part of the fun. I was just in Minneapolis and I was at Urban Sketchers Twin Cities, but I have visited Urban Sketchers Chippewa Valley, Urban Sketchers Madison. I heard just today that Green Bay is looking into getting an official chapter there. So it's a growing thing because there's so much fun in this and so much joy.
How do you choose what you're going to get together and draw? Because when I've looked at examples, sometimes it's, a scenic vista maybe, but sometimes it's, people's plates at a coffee shop or something like that. It doesn't have to be something fantastically visually appealing to have fun drawing
That's very true. Wintertime, there's a lot of coffee shop sketching
it.
going on. It's fun to sketch in a coffee shop because you can sketch people. You can sketch your donut or your croissant. You can sketch your shoe if your legs are crossed. You can sketch groups of people that are sitting at the coffee shop. That's the thing. Sketching is whatever you want to sketch and wherever you are. It's just fun to do it. You learn something every time you sketch. Sometimes you're sketching perspective, so you're sketching buildings. Sometimes you're sketching landscapes and you're sketching lake views or sunrise or sunsets. In Chicago, it's very fun. We go down and we sketch the Bean. Here in Racine, we've sketched the lighthouse. We've sketched the Dukovin Center. We've sketched the beach. We've sketched the Main Street Bridge. I mean, it's just all kinds of things. It doesn't make any difference. It's all fun to do.
Now, what I think about a lot when I read about urban sketching and I look at the work people are doing, it's easy. We see something cool. Many of us have a phone in our pocket with a camera on it. We might take a quick picture, maybe share it with somebody else. But when you're sketching something, you're really focusing on it for a while. You're focusing your mind and your attention on it. Does that make you see the world differently?
Oh my gosh, I see the world completely different since I've been a sketcher. And I'm a photographer, I'm an artist, and so I've always seen the world through a different lens. But when I started sketching, now I see, oh geez, look how that chimney is attached to that roof. Look at that tree, really. I mean, look at the branches and where they start. Look at the shape of your foot. I mean, a sketch and a drawing I've learned as I've done this is just it's just lines and it's just shapes. So if you're thinking about that, you really, really, really see the world in a different way by becoming an urban sketcher.
Okay, and does that translate over? You're just going for a walk, maybe, or a drive, and you're not sketching. Do you still kind of have that eye for the world.
Every time I'm out and about, I am looking at how can I sketch that now. I see everything different no matter where I am, what time of the day. It's how I see the world now because I've become a sketcher. I see things completely different.
And do you carry around some kind of sketch pad or something and maybe have moments outside of those monthly events where you're like, yeah, I got a few minutes. I'm going to sketch whatever.
I sketch every day. I have my pack with me every day. It's in my car. The other day I was just driving down the street and I saw this Episcopal church that the steeple was just so gorgeous. And I just pulled over in the parking lane and I just took 20 minutes and I sketched it. My watercolor was with me. I put it down and in 20 minutes I had something done.
Now you've mentioned you're a 3D artist. I imagine that includes a sculpture of some sort. Does sketching change your eye for the 3D art you do?
Ooh, that's not a question I've ever even thought about. The funny thing is I haven't been doing any three-dimensional art since I've been become a sketcher. That's what I do.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's that. So this is something that satisfies the artistic urge.
Totally. It's so self-contained that everything is in my backpack. My Micron pens are there, my watercolor. I've got a little bottle of water there that I carry with me. My sketchbook is there. You know, if you're a three-dimensional artist, you have to carry lots of stuff. If you make pottery, you have to have clay and water and a mess. I'm a jewelry maker, and so I would have to carry beads with me. And, you know, I can do that, but sketching is just a different ballgame.
Now, you've mentioned meeting up with people in the Chippewa Valley and Madison groups, Twin Cities groups, and others. If and when you travel, do you try to build in a meetup with that local urban sketcher group if you're able to do that?
Absolutely. I was in Minneapolis this weekend to see my brother who lives there. He's an architectural blacksmith, and I went to the sketch event. It was at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, and so I sketched with 35 to 40 people there, and then I called another sketch friend who was an architect, and I went to his studio for the first time so I could see all of his sketches, and we talked, and yes, I mean, you just make amazing friends in this world.
You mentioned gear and how easy it is. Like, literally, I could have a notepad and a number two pencil if I wanted. What have you gravitated toward when it comes to what you want to sketch with?
Definitely watercolor. Mm-hmm. You can have a water palette box in your kit that is maybe 3 inches by 4 inches and have 12 colors in there. So you can get a water brush pen. So it's a paintbrush, but it's got a small tube of water attached to it.
Huh.
So you don't even have to carry water with you, although I do. You can always just use this brush. So you have your watercolor, your brush, and your sketchbook, and that's all you need.
You mentioned earlier Green Bay is maybe on the road to adding yet another urban sketch or group to Wisconsin. If somebody's listening in a community out there that doesn't have one yet and they're thinking, hey, this is super cool, what goes into getting something like this started?
The main thing is to contact, go to the Urban Sketchers website, which is urbansketchers.org, and it's a fabulous website. It will guide you right to the place that says start a chapter, and then there are people that are volunteers there that will help guide you. The person that guided me, her name is Mary Jo Ernst, and she is in Michigan, and she used to be with the Chicago Sketch Group. I connected with her, and she guided me through every single step to become an official chapter.
You mentioned that, you know, there's no judgment here as far as quality from one person to another. That said, have you taken some of your watercolor sketches and said, hey, I really like this one, and maybe that goes up, I don't know, on the wall or at least the refrigerator at home?
I definitely do that. I've made cards out of them. I'm selling them in some stores, some coffee shops. I send them as postcards to friends. Sometimes when you sketch, you want to give that person the sketch that you just did. And there's no greater joy. I was down in Key West, and I was at an outdoor restaurant, and there was an oyster shucker. And I showed him the sketch at the end, and he said, can I have this?
Oh.
And I said, unfortunately, it's in my sketchbook, but I came home, I made a postcard, and I mailed it to him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and the amazing, getting back to the social element, I mean, you're meeting people who you become acquaintances with, maybe friends with once a month. How much has this expanded the circle of people in your artistic and personal circle?
I'm astounded by what has happened in the last 3 years for me. The friends that I have now are actually more like family. I see them a lot. We text a lot. We Facebook and share a lot. Because there's no judgment, there's a lot of conversation that also goes in it while you're sitting there for 2 hours sketching with somebody. So you're at a coffee shop, you're enjoying that part of it. It's amazing the closeness of the friends that I have found in the sketch world in such a short period of time.
That's fantastic. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much, Rob. I really enjoyed this.
Kathy Wilson is the leader of an urban sketching group in Racine, one of four urban sketcher groups around Wisconsin.